Saturday, August 19th, and you're listening to the Just a Bit Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Adrian Bertazoid Townsend. Woo! And with me, as always, is Ryan Chumpy Crash Reynolds. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
So, you're sounding a little different there, Ryan. What's up?
I have a cold today.
Okay. You're looking mighty feminine there, Ryan. What's up?
I've been taking these hormones.
Oh, okay.
He's going to love that.
So, actually, Ryan's not going to be here on this episode. I had to let him go today. He was not keeping up with me, you know? I was kind of stealing the show and you know, he was having a hard time keeping up. So, I had to give him the cut. Actually, he had to put in a lot of hours at work this whole week, and he's pretty tired and worn out, needs to spend some time with his family. And he suggested that we go ahead and record the podcast with a special guest this week, and I'll take the host chair for once. It's kind of different. This is probably, what, our fifth take so far?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so it's different for me to take over the host seat, but I think I can get it. So anyway, my special guest is my wife, Amy.
Yay!
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
I'm going to act like I haven't seen you in a while and talk to you, ask you some questions. And actually, this show is going to be a different format than what we usually do. This is going to be what I call like the guest format. Hmm. So anytime that we need to bring in a special guest or we have a special guest, I'm going to ask them some questions and try to have some discussions about whatever we decide to come up with. So for this episode, we are going to be talking about a beer, though.
Yes.
We have a special beer today.
Yes.
We'll get to that later. But, Amy.
Yes.
How do you feel about being on my podcast?
I'm actually really excited. I've really enjoyed listening to you guys. Like, I've always enjoyed listening to how you guys interact, because you guys are great at, you know, playing off each other. You guys are pretty witty guys when you're together. So I don't know. I'm kind of excited to try this.
So I didn't think you listened to the podcast at all.
I do.
But
I've heard every episode.
She knows all the episodes. Apparently she's listened to them all. So what do you think of it so far? I mean, other than what you just said, you think...
I enjoy it.
Do you have a good time listening to it?
I guess,
is what I'm getting at.
And I'm not the biggest gamer, but I still enjoy listening to it. And I like hearing your take on it and Ryan adding stuff to it. So, I mean, as a person who's not a gamer, it's still really entertaining. So,
well, good. That's good to know. So you don't mind hearing my voice after hearing my voice?
No.
Okay. So, I guess I'm going to lead this off with, you know, kind of some gamer wife questions.
Yeah.
I think that might be a great topic of conversation, because there's a lot of guys out there who might be gamer guys, you know, maybe not as into it as I am, or, you know, maybe like Ryan, you know, he's not huge into it, but he does like it. So I thought it would be nice to get your perspective on that.
I've been a gamer wife for a long time.
Yeah. So. And a very supportive one at that. My first question then, what is your experience with gaming before you met me?
So we grew up, we had the Super Nintendo is what I remember. I remember my brother begging for it in Walmart, and then we ended up getting it. And I think the first game we had was it was Super Mario World. And I don't know, like, I have very fond memories. I was never really good at it. Like, I remember going through the first world and then going up the little ladder, and then there's like swimming. I could never really get past like the second world, like, because you progress through it. I'm not very good at it. But my cousin loved games, and I remember afterwards he came over and then played through like the whole game and got all the like secrets and everything. And then it was like, it was just open to us. So then that was just fun to be able to pick whatever we wanted, but I enjoyed it. So and my brother played a lot of games. I guess sometimes.
Did you ever consider yourself to be a gamer or just?
No, I mean, I was quite the Mario Kart player. So yeah,
she is. She can whoop me even now.
But
what do?
What
did we pull out? Mario Kart 64.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she beat me the very first race and the very second race and the very third race. In fact, I don't know that I've ever. Mm. No, there was a race in there somewhere. You didn't know the track very well.
Yeah. I think the kids were really surprised because they think I'm terrible. I'm pretty terrible, but they're just convinced that I'm terrible.
You never pick up a controller at all.
No.
At least they haven't ever seen you. Mm-mm. But I mean, there was a time when you and I played games quite often together.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that. But when you met me, was that immediately evident that I was into gaming? It's not really something I think I was huge into then.
Right.
I mean, it's always been a kind of a hobby of mine, mm-hmm. but I didn't really get into it until a little bit later.
I think that's true because I wasn't. Yeah, I definitely didn't notice you because of your gaming.
Right. No, I mean, obviously it's one of those things that it's a hobby that. Uh-huh. But it's always secondary to whatever I need
to do. I think
it
is. It was always secondary. Right. I think the first, I have kind of two, first memories of gaming with you. I remember going into your apartment and you were playing some sort of game and Jillian was watching you.
Yeah, my roommate at the time, actually my roommate's girlfriend at the time, and she was a friend of mine too. We went to high school together. Yeah. But yeah, she would come in my room and watch me play games like Breath of Fire 3, which I don't know how that's.
She still talks about that. She still talks about how she has fond memories of going in there and watching you play games.
Like that. And she also watched me play, I want to say Devil May Cry, the original Devil May Cry or Devil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some other games. But she used to just come into my room and watch me play video games. And I would ask, it's like, how do you enjoy watching me play? Like, are you okay with, I mean, mm-hmm. I would get bored, honestly, especially with a game like Breath of Fire. If mm-hmm. there are some story elements in there, but there's a lot of, it's an RPG. So there's a lot of grinding and, you know, mm-hmm. battles over and over and over again. And no, she was cool with it. I think it was a cool time. I mean, mm-hmm. Jillian, I mean, she's one of your best friends still. Yeah. And she got a kick out of that. I guess it's Twitch before Twitch.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. You started it. We should have lots of money now.
Yeah. So you kind of fell into that as well, though.
I did. Yeah, but you know what? I think I've always enjoyed video games. I like to do a lot of things. Like, it's really hard for me to sit down and just So when I watch somebody play it, I like your JRPGs because they're very story driven. Like, even though you might not necessarily be into the story,
I am though.
Are you?
Most of the time. I mean, there's a few that I'm not so into, mm-hmm. but yeah, I mean, most of the time, I mean, that's why I play them.
Mm-hmm.
Growing your character and building your character mm-hmm. is a huge aspect for me, but yeah, I mean, the story is also very big.
Yeah, I like that. And so I can get into a story, but multitask at the same time.
Yeah. And I guess then from there, what do you,
I remember buying the GameCube.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to lead into here or try to lead into.
Yep.
What do you remember about that? Cause you have a lot better memory than I do.
I was excited because we were newly dating, but both pretty serious. Like we both.
Yeah. GameCube was still pretty new.
It was really new. And I remember being so proud of myself for getting it because you had said it. And it's not like I had said I would buy it or anything, but I was just excited to get something. And then I ended up getting Mario Sunshine and I loved that game.
But how did you arrive at buying a GameCube? I don't remember being that adamant about wanting to get a GameCube.
I don't know. I don't. That's what I guess I'm not really clear on. It's probably just, I probably just heard you say something. Cause even then, like, you've always like known a lot about games and you've probably, you yeah. probably told me something. And I always like it when you tell me about the stuff. Cause you make it like if I read it anywhere, it'd be super boring, but you get excited about it and you explain things about it. And so yeah. you probably did that. And then I just figured
it's a topic of conversation I try to have with you often. Mm-hmm. And you're sweet enough to let me talk. When I need somebody to talk to about it. Yeah. I mean, I even back then, I mean, I was on the internet, I had magazines and everything. And, you know, I like to try to drown myself in information about yeah. video games. And when I am overfilled with information, I got to share it with somebody. And you happen to be that person. So I guess in passing, I was telling you about the GameCube probably. And I thought how cool it was. And Mario Sunshine, I think, was one that I really wanted to get because mm-hmm. At the time, I didn't own a Nintendo 64, but my friend did, and we played Mario 64, mm-hmm. and I had a blast with it. And I always wanted a game like that, so Mario Sunshine was
seemed like music. The obvious one. That music, do.
So I remember you bought it for me, or no, you bought it for yourself. Mm-hmm. But it was for me.
Yeah, I didn't really.
She had no interest in that thing. And I knew that. Like, I knew that she wasn't going to be playing it. But no. That was her way of saying, hey, I love you. We're dating. But I love you. And I'm showing you by buying you.
Yeah, but was that kind of creepy?
And I think it was also your way of having me come over all the time.
Probably, yeah.
Actually, because we were dating at that time. And it's like, hey, I have this thing up here in my apartment that you want. That's what you did, isn't it? That is what you did.
That's my secret.
I never thought about it that way. Years later. Yeah, I just now put two and two together.
That's why I fuel your gaming stuff. Keep you around.
So you're like, how do I keep this dude around? I know. I'll supply a GameCube for him to come up and play all the time. And I did.
Yeah, you did.
I spent a lot of time up there playing that thing. I had Mario Sunshine, and mm-hmm. you would watch me play that game.
Yep.
And then
our history was sealed then.
Then we had Legend of Zelda Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm.
You watched me play that entire game.
That game was fun, yeah.
Yeah. We had Mario Kart. We did play Mario Kart together. I don't remember mm-hmm. playing it a lot, though.
Yeah.
Not as much as we probably
could. And you know what? I vividly remember trying, like you weren't even there, trying to turn it on and then playing like 5 minutes and being like, meh.
Yeah. Well, that game has to be played with people. It's just not as fun if you don't. Mm-hmm. Even now, I have it on the Switch, Mario Kart 8, and I don't play it very much mm-hmm. by myself. It's just not the way it's meant to be played.
Yeah.
But what else did I have on that thing? Do you remember?
I don't. You
know Wave that. Race.
But I think I didn't like. I think I bought. I just bought the system and then Mario Sunshine and then you started getting your own games. Yeah.
So it ended up being mine. And, you know, actually, mm-hmm. I don't think I have that thing anymore, which kind of sucks. I've since replaced it with a different mm-hmm. GameCube and I got rid of all the games, too. But mm-hmm. I think I actually traded it in when the Wii came out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because the Wii was supposed to be able to play GameCube games, which it does. And so I traded it in for that. I'm sad about that. This is kind of sentimental that I wish I would have held on to. Now that I've become a collector, it's just one of those things. Like you think of those sentimental things that you got rid of. And
well, because you're also, that's kind of why you're a collector. At least that's my take on it is it's like also sentimental reasons. Like people look at a picture and I love it when you get onto talking about a game because it always like, you don't, you never just talk about the game. You do talk about it, but you also talk about like, oh, I remember when, yeah. my dad did this or when I was a kid, I did this. And I like that,
which is a good point. I mean, I associate a lot of childhood memories around video games, even though I don't feel like I played video games that much as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, some of my most vivid memories with friends or family involve a video game of some sort. And I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always been something that's been kind of like in the back of my mind that keeps me attached to them.
Mm-hmm.
I can't explain. I know I've tried to explain this to you before and mm-hmm. I've told you this and it's like, do you have something like that like a central focus point that usually is a hinge for most of your memories?
Probably movies.
Movies?
You know how my family is.
Or music, you know? It's that's actually how you could relate it. Movies, music, same way. Yeah. But yeah, that makes sense. You and your family are
movie buffs.
Yeah.
And yes, we drive you insane.
Yes. You go on a car trip and they're quoting movie lines or making quips at each other from a movie. I know all the movies now, but when we were first getting together, you would quote all these movies. I'm like,
Russ, you're like, what?
I don't even know what you're talking about. You know, I like movies, but I don't remember their.
It's like lines. It's like our own language.
Yeah, it is. It is. It really is. It's weird.
But it's not just like my central family. It's like my entire, like my, especially my dad's side of the family. Like they just are very movie, and yeah, that's how we talk.
Yeah, your dad is a very movie buff. Mm-hmm.
He's our go-to guy for movies. That's for sure.
He's big into movies. So anyway, but yeah, I mean, that brings up a good point when you were talking about movies is music, movies, games. Mm-hmm. For me, it just happens to be video games. Mm-hmm. It's a good hinge for remembering certain things or certain times. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, it's hard for me to remember things that don't involve video games. And I think it's kind of something because it's a visual thing. Mm-hmm. For me, a lot of people like to talk about the music and everything and music mm-hmm. and games. And that does hold kind of a special place for me as well. But from more so for me, it was always about the visual aspect of games.
Well, you're very artistic, so that makes sense to me.
It's stuff that, you know, like... Going to arcades, I would just sit and watch the animations. I didn't have quarters. I didn't care. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't even really concerned with watching the gameplay mm-hmm. so much. I liked watching the cutscenes like Ninja Turtles, where the Ninja Turtles are popping up and they're introducing the different turtles. Michelangelo, Raphael, you know, mm-hmm. all the... And that was cool to me. Street Fighter. I still have vivid memories of the original Street Fighter 2. Mm-hmm. Where the guy is punching the other dude in the head and it scrolls up. And
I think of, because we had Aladdin's Castle when I was a kid, and that was an arcade. It was a tiny one.
Yeah.
Did you ever know that one? It was probably gone by the time.
No, it was gone when I came.
But I remember the Simpsons game mm-hmm. on there. That's, I don't know why, like, that's so good.
Same one. Same mm-hmm. type of thing. I would watch that one as well. And I always loved playing them too, but, you know, it was not uncommon for me to go sit and watch an arcade while I'm waiting. Like I remember my brother, if he would go to taekwondo class and it'd be like an hour of him doing taekwondo. And I would go next door to the gas station and watch the Street Fighter machine. No quarters. I would just watch the animation over and over and over again. And I never got sick mm-hmm. of it. It's just something I was into. I love the art and I would go home and I would draw. Mm-hmm. I would draw like different characters and whatever else from different games, whether I played the game or not. Mm-hmm. I still have some of them, like my Earthworm Jim and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. I think I've seen those.
So, okay. So after that, we got married. You watched me play video games more. Mm-hmm. And then it was a few years later mm-hmm. that I ended up picking an Xbox, picking up an Xbox.
We have to tell the story of the Xbox. That was so memorable. The Xbox 360.
No, I'm talking about the original Xbox.
We had an original Xbox?
Yeah, that's how we played Halo 2. That's where I'm getting to. You don't remember that?
No.
Okay, so I was talking to a friend at work uh-huh. who had an Xbox and he was playing Halo 2. And he was telling me about this game and he kept talking it up. It's like, oh man, yeah, I want to play this. At the time, I was so into like online gaming. Mm-hmm. I had my PS2 and I would play like SOCOM.
I was going to say SOCOM. I remember you playing SOCOM.
SOCOM and what else did I play? Splinter Cell.
The biggest one. Yes. Splinter Cell. I loved watching you play Splinter Cell. I liked watching you play like the spies.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, that's the. So Splinter Cell had the Spies versus Mercenaries on I think the second game, Pandora Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's like an epic hide and seek. That's so fun.
I had so much fun with that game. And I would play with a couple of friends of mine. Mm-hmm. And it was a 2v2 Spies versus Mercenaries.
Yeah.
Spies would try to go hack terminals. And Mercenaries was like that a first person shooter. And they would shoot the spies. The spies were in third person. And Yeah, so the spies could sneak around and go through tunnels and stuff, or air vents. Mm-hmm. But the mercenaries couldn't do that. But the mercenaries had guns. Spies did not.
Yeah.
So.
Do they still have that?
You know, the servers have all been taken down. I don't think you can play it anymore.
That's a shame.
It is. I love it. And I miss it. And, you know, at this point, it doesn't look like it's ever going to come back.
Yeah. No, that's fun.
Man, if I could program games, I would try to make a comeback with a game similar to that. I think it would be really good today.
Yeah.
Because if you think about it, that was in the early days of online video console gaming.
Yeah.
And now it's huge. It would.
Yeah.
It seems like somebody would try that. I wonder why it
fell out of favor.
I don't know. So anyway, I ended up picking up an Xbox off of my friend at work's suggestion and, you know, him talking it up all the time. So, and picked it up with Halo 2. And so I started playing Halo 2 online all the time and got a couple of my other friends to pick up Xboxes with Halo 2. And
You're really good at that, by the way, convincing people. And you don't even push it, but you're really great at like talking it up. Like
sometimes I'll push it. Like it's I mean, it's like, hey, you're like, remember how much fun we had? Yeah. Oh, I kind of am. You know, I've let it kind of go down now because I can't commit to it as much as I used to do the online gaming. In fact, I'm going to be playing PUBG tonight when we get done.
I'll watch you.
I got them to pick it up and we started playing it all the time and having a great time with it. Mm-hmm. And while we were doing it, we met some other people like online. Like we got involved with clans and stuff like that.
I was going to say clans. It was so fun. And I actually played. Like,
right. Yeah.
I
so
was part of the clan.
So Halo 2 had split screen online multiplayer. So we could do two players online.
And we had a tiny TV.
How did you even get interested in wanting to play? Like, I don't remember how that happened either. I
think it's because I'm a social person and it's like, you're talking with friends and I'm such an extrovert and I'm pretty much anywhere.
So you'd see me in there talking and ignoring you and you'd be like, I can get in on this.
It wasn't really ignoring because you've never really ignored me. Well, I also wouldn't let you ignore me. So even if you tried, it wouldn't happen.
It's either answer her or... pay the price later.
Yeah. Well, there is no later. I'll make sure you answer me now.
Yeah. So you picked up and started playing with me and, how'd that go?
I loved it. It's like, okay. So I used to play paintball and it's not that I couldn't, I just didn't really play paintball anymore. And it was like an online version of it. And I enjoyed the social aspect of it because, I mean, I thought it was really cool because, again, online gaming was really new then. And we met these people like in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of sad. We never talked
North Carolina
to them.
Or South Carolina. I can't remember where Womp lives.
Womp. Yeah. Oh, Womp. I hope you find this podcast.
Brass Cajones.
Every once in a while, I'll see his screen name come up when the kids
we still
are
have
watching.
We're still friends with them on Xbox. We don't want
and
to
you
see
know
him
that
anymore.
It's probably one of their kids because we're all you know.
They've all since grown away, and you know I don't think they play. If they do play, I don't know. So we had Brass Cajones, his wife, a lot of vagina.
But they made her change her
they
name.
They made her change her
to
name
a lot of vagina.
A long time after.
Right.
She had that name for a long time before Microsoft made her change it.
Yeah, so it went to a lot of Gina.
And then there was Womp. And then there was some of my local friends. I am Beer Man.
Who you still play with.
I still play. He's still my primary go-to guy for online gaming. Millumpt, old friend from school, still best buds now.
Sarge.
Yeah, another one of my good friends. Yep. He doesn't play games anymore, but man.
What was Sean? Who was Sean? What was his?
Pulsar,
okay.
Pulsar, and then there was another Sean, and I can't remember what his name was.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a ton of fun.
It was so fun.
It was an every night thing. Yeah, every single night for like a year or more. We would get on and play Halo.
On a tiny TV, and they always made fun of us. Because
we had this little tiny tube TV that we play on. And
you had to get really close to it.
Yeah. But it was so fun. We just had a blast with it. We'd play, what do you say, about 3 to 4 hours a night?
Yeah. And I feel like I got pretty good. I mean, I was never the best. No, at
you
all.
Were really good. You
but
were really
I enjoyed
good.
It. A lot.
I felt like everybody in our squad, in our whole team, was really good. But I mean, if you didn't get good after playing for
that's true
3 hours a night that's every true. Night, yeah, I would be worried. but it was so much fun. It's one of those things that I don't think it won't ever happen again. There's no way that that will never happen again. Everybody grew up. Everybody
I've
had kids.
I always wish that I could be influential enough to like get a little bit of a reunion.
It just it's unrealistic to think that it will happen again just because we were kids.
Yep.
We were kids. We were in our early 20s.
Like very like 20, 21.
Yeah. And we didn't have anything to hold us in. I mean, you and I were both going to school at the time.
Yeah. And we didn't have kids yet. But no. I mean, we did play when we had kids. So it wasn't.
And not as often. And, you know, you grow up, you have kids, you start a family, and, you know, you just, you kind of, there's more important things to prioritize your time with. Mm-hmm. But we'll always have those memories. And it was a damn good time. Yeah. I loved it.
Very good memories.
So anyway, that's really the only game you ever played with me. I think we tried other games like Gears of War, and I think you played Halo 3 with me for a time,
yeah,
but it
was
not the
Halo
same.
2, yeah.
Yeah, Halo 3 did not have the same effect on us. But I mean, I guess you can, since we talked about that, you can talk about your Xbox 360
that
story.
That is one of my most favorite gaming memories. I mean, other than like the whole like Halo 2 series. So I worked at Walmart.
Yeah.
And you like, again, you already were up with games, you know, everything. Mm-hmm. And you knew, that we were going to get an Xbox 360. And did you pre-order it?
No,
no. Okay. No, that's right. So in order to get it, you basically had to camp.
Yeah.
and it was funny because we didn't have kids then.
No.
So we didn't have kids and I had to work that night. I worked in the fabric department, but I worked next door to the electronics department, which was also right next to the layaway area. And so you basically, you came to work with me when I had to get there and then you just camped and there were tons of people there. Mm-hmm. And what I thought was really funny about it is when I went on my lunch break, you got to come back with me to the lunch, like just into the break room and eat lunch with mm-hmm. me, but you had made friends.
I made friends with the people there
and they
helped my spot. Yeah.
They saved your spot. And then you came back and it was kind of cool because, even though I could have been off the clock, they let me stay and they knew that, you know, my husband was there and he told me, he's like, as long as he doesn't go through your line to check out, then it's okay. So I basically got paid so you could sit and wait for the Xbox 360.
But you were still working. It's not like you were sitting with me.
No, yeah, no, I worked. Yeah. You were just over there camping, waiting. Right. And then instead of getting off, because they're really sticklers about like overtime, they actually let me get overtime because they needed the help. And they just said, you know, to make sure that you didn't go through my line. That way it wasn't, I guess, shady.
Yeah, but I think I got there like noon.
Mm-hmm. And it
was supposed to come out at midnight.
Midnight, yeah. And I got off at 11, so they let me have an hour of overtime.
So I think there was, how many people were in line before me?
There were.
I think I was like in the top 10 people.
I was going to say like 8 or 9, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. And because there were people that got turned away. Mm-hmm. I think there was a total by the end of the night when the system came out.
Oh, yep.
There was probably 50 to 100 people.
It
was crazy. And luckily I think they had like 20 systems or something. It wasn't a lot.
Yeah, no, they weren't.
And I got one. And
but we also had friends that we were waiting
and
to
it was
get
a good time.
It
was a good time. We got to sit there and I talked to all these random people I didn't mm-hmm. know. All of us were college students, you know.
Yeah.
We were all we at least had that to relate.
Yeah,
we're late too, and we're gamers, and so we were talking about the different games. And I think at the time, the what was out? I don't remember, but I was playing some sort of portable system, and everybody else had a portable system they were playing as well. I don't even remember what it was. It was like a Nintendo DS. I don't remember. I don't remember if that came out before or after the Xbox 360, but that was an experience for sure. And that was one of the first times I ever waited in line for a system. And I had a good time doing it. And it was an awesome added bonus that you worked there. So it was like, you know, I could still hang out with you and have lunch and everything.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. So, anyway.
I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't really remember this. I think you'll remember it when I tell you, though. This is how well I listened to you. I remember still working there and nobody was in electronics and I needed somebody to cover it since I was next door. And so I was working both departments, fabrics and electronics. And this dad came in and he was asking questions about the games between the Xbox 360. And I can't remember. I think it was the PlayStation. And we were totally into Xbox 360 right now.
At that time,
and
yeah.
Because, you know, usually how it is how our dynamic works is Adrian drives. And then I'm usually gabbing in the car next to him. But the times he talks, like, it's whenever he talks about his games. When he talks about his games, then I sit there and listen while he's driving. And I absorbed everything. Like I knew specs of the 360. And I was able literally convinced this dad to get a 360 over a PlayStation 2. And I remember feeling so proud of myself.
It was a good decision at the time. Because the PlayStation 2 was on its way out.
I helped.
So. Yeah. But when you told me that story, I thought it was hilarious because she listens more than I thought she does.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had my question, but I think we answered it all. So I'm trying to think there was another one. Whenever you are super supportive of my hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is your train of thought with that? Like,
it's kind of a mushy wifey thought, honestly. Like, if it makes you happy, then like,
because I hear of other guys who don't have the support system that I have.
I really don't understand that because that's just it's what you're supposed to do. I mean, seriously, like, gaming really isn't. I mean, I guess I can get if you let games consume it to where you didn't like include me or pay attention, I could very easily have my feelings hurt, but you've never done that. So like you've included me, like if I said I wanted to play, then I could always play. But I don't know. It always blows my mind when I hear people like that they don't, I don't like the game.
So that's like, kind of a common thing. Like I remember you telling me some people that say that to you. I was like, why? I mean, that's like, why deny your spouse something that they love? I mean, I understand like if it consumes them. Do you feel like my hobby consumes me?
I don't. I mean, it's very much a part of our lives. Like even down to our kids, it's funny. And as a gamer wife, like sometimes I'll literally have like the release of a game or the release of a system in my calendar.
Yeah.
Because I know when it is. I don't understand why people.
I mean, like even today, you know, you'll go with me to these places and sit in the car or whatever and wait for me to shop, because that's what I do. I shop and try to find that deal for that game that I have to have.
Your hunt. He goes on the hunt. That's what it is.
Yeah.
He's hunting.
So, like today, I bought some 3DS and regular DS games from two different places.
Well, but that's another thing about you, too, is you've always been like super thrifty about it. Like you are a genius. Like they have those super couponing like moms, but that's how you are with games. So
if I can't get it at a price that I feel like I need to get it at, I won't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very, conscious about price on my games. I don't want to pay full price for anything unless it's something that I have to have.
And the thrill for you. Like, I enjoy... Ooh, are you going to talk about
you're talking about it. What?
Whenever you got the... you saw the Craigslist ad.
You know, I don't...
This is how...
Okay, this is how supportive I am. Yes, go ahead. You tell that story. I'm going to grab another beer while you tell it.
Yeah. He found a Craigslist ad and it was literally like the dream come true. Well, the way he made it sound like it was the dream come true, like the list of games that you could get. And it was at a crazy, incredible price. And he was really struggling with it because it was still like, even though it wasn't an amazing prize, he was, it was still a pretty big chunk, of money to spend. And you were going back.
How much it was.
What was it? Like $400?
It was $450.
$450. But I could tell that this was like a really big deal because of, just like you, the games that you're talking about. And even though you would say like Pocky and Rocky and like, I didn't know, but I could tell that these were like really big. And you just like, you had talked yourself out of it, which didn't make sense to me.
It didn't make sense to me. I don't remember talking myself out of it.
You were, because you were, first off, you were at work.
Right.
So it meant you had to get off work and then to spend you kept telling yourself like, I can't believe I'm going to spend $450. I'm going to spend $450 in one setting on games. So you had almost talked yourself out of it. And I remember just asking you like, is this really that big of a deal? Like, is this the deal? And you're like, yeah.
The reason I was telling myself, we didn't really have the money at the time.
No, we didn't.
And it was kind of like one of those situations where it would hurt us if I did it. It didn't. We got past it. No, we got through it. But it was one of those things. It's like,
you were worried that it
was. I was worried. And, but it was one of those deals that was too good to be true. Don't pass this up. Mm-hmm. You have to get it.
And you worked at an amazing place that they were like, sure.
Yeah.
You can take off. Go for it.
Even my employer at the time was supportive of my hobby. They knew what I was doing. I was like, look, I got this awesome deal on Craigslist.
And it was,
I have
what,
to go get
what
it right
it?
Now.
45 minutes to an hour away.
Yeah.
So we pack our entire van.
Yeah. The kids went with us.
Did we have Owen by then?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So we packed all four kids into the van.
Or you did. And you came by and picked me up from work.
And I picked you up because your car couldn't make it the hour drive. And we drove to this like random like trailer.
In the middle of the country. Like, where the hell are we?
We couldn't find it. Like, we had to call the people and they had to like direct us back there. And then Adrian or the kids and I stayed in the car and Adrian goes in. And
well, when I was at work, though, you didn't tell this part. Like, I guess you weren't there. I called the guy to ask him what he had because the listing was very vague. It was a very blurry picture, cell phone picture of all you could see were some faint images of stacks of games. And then a Super Nintendo, which I thought it was a Super Nintendo. The image was that blurry. And I think that's why I got lucky on this thing. But the listing said... RPGs.
Yeah.
Super Nintendo games, RPGs. And that was it. You know, that was pretty much it. So I called the guy to ask him what he had. He started listing off games. And I was like, I have to go get this. I have to go get this. I mean, he listed off both Final Fantasy games, Pocky and Rocky, Chrono Trigger, Legend of Mana. You name it. If it was a Super Nintendo RPG, he had it. It was there. So, it was one of those things, like, I had to go get it. I didn't know what else was in the lot, but it was probably...
Well, I'm slightly competitive. So, and another thing that really made me like, want to push
I asked him if he would hold it for me till I got off of work. And he said, I've got two other guys that are planning on coming here after work. I was like, all right, I'm coming right now.
Right.
Yeah, and that's
and
when I
called
him.
I felt competitive enough, too, that I thought, they're not going to get it. Like,
And he was an older guy too, so.
He was a lot older. But so the part that I was getting to, my favorite part is after we get there, Adrian goes into this this trailer and he's in there maybe 5 minutes. It wasn't too long.
A long time.
And all of a sudden he comes out with this box and he's got a serious face and then he walks out the door and the second that he could tell he's not in range of anybody else seeing, he makes the funniest like grin. Like he was like, it's like a robot, like
over like very forced.
He's
grin.
Like, oh, like
but it wasn't forced. It was genuine.
And you pop
grin.
Open the trunk and you're like, hey, me, this is amazing. And then he goes back in and gets another box.
Yep.
And he does it again, like his face. And he was just like, it was It was literally like the dream come true.
And actually, we made a video of this.
We did. I wish you would put it.
I need to put that
up. And that was me encouraging you. I was like, let's video this. Let's video this.
So at the time, when I recorded it, I was like very like, didn't want to be recorded.
Well, the very beginning was you were so shy. Mm-hmm. And I was like trying to get you into it. Like, where are we going? What are we going to do? Because that's me.
I'm
going to
post that video.
You should.
I've got all the clips here. Like, yeah, you took your cell phone and recorded.
I did.
The whole
and
situation.
And it's like really, really old, crappy cell phone footage. But
it's still.
But then the second video, like after you have the games, like your demeanor changed like so much. It was like me trying to the point where you got in the car, you were like, turn on your cell phone. Like, okay, we have to video this. And like, I could barely like get it in. So.
And then, yeah, I didn't even go through the games. Like I went through Mm-mm. some of them when he was showing Mm-mm. them to me. But I didn't actually go through the games until after I got home from work
that
night.
And they made the van smell.
Yeah.
Like,
that was the worst part.
Cigarettes.
Okay. So all of these games were in a smoker's home
mm-hmm.
and they all smelled like tobacco and smoke and
the whole van. The kids were talking about them smelling.
And some of the stuff still smells that way. I've tried to clean them up as much as I can. Actually, just the controllers.
Yeah.
I got the games cleaned up. The games don't smell that way anymore.
Yeah.
The controllers do and the manuals. Oh, that's another thing about this lot.
Mm-hmm.
When I picked it up, it wasn't just Super Nintendo games. It was also Nintendo games, regular Nintendo mm-hmm. NES. And they all had manuals, like, or most mm-hmm. of them had manuals with them. And there was probably, I don't know, 80 to 100 games.
Yep.
And there were consoles, Super Nintendo, Nintendo, Game Boy games. There were Game Boy games with it, too. There were.
Was there?
Yeah. There were just a ton of stuff. And I picked it up. And then as I was carrying it out to the car, I saw another box there full of strategy guides.
Yep.
And I was looking through the strategy guides and I was like, are you going to sell these too? I mean, do you have the games to go with these? Because the strategy guides were for PS1 RPGs.
Yeah.
A lot of good ones. And he said, oh, no, we already sold those. I forgot we even had those. He's like, you want them? I was like, yeah. How much? He's like, well, you just take them. I don't care. I was like, all right, man. It was easy. Really nice old man. And
yeah,
I was talking to him about the games.
His wife was really sweet. She pulled up when we were, and she was making sure the kids and I were okay and didn't need anything. Yeah, they were nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was him or somebody that, or a brother or son or something that was the gamer. And they were primarily an RPG gamer. Because
mm-hmm.
literally every game in this lot was RPGs.
Yep.
And first party Nintendo games. Your Mario, Zelda's, Metroids, you know, you name it. So he let me have the lot, because he said he was moving back to New York or something where he was from,
mm-hmm.
and he just needed to get rid of all his stuff so he could move there, so it wasn't important to him anymore. And I lucked out thanks to my wife.
There you go.
Thanks to you. Had you not dropped everything and took me down there, you know, and actually helped encourage me to go do this, because I was talking myself out of it. Because I didn't know.
Enabler.
I knew we were going to be driving an hour for an unknown lot.
Yeah.
Like, I knew he only named off maybe a handful of games to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was enough for me to say, okay, we need to go check this out.
It was
out.
Like an adventure. I looked at it like
it
an
was.
Adventure. Like, I thought of it as like a treasure hunt. Like, it was exciting. And for me, like, we've talked about this a lot, like, you really like the physical hold something, and for me, like, I enjoy the like an adventure. So
I like to hunt. I do like to hunt. Mm-hmm.
I know
when I go to the
garage season is hunting season,
garage sale season, it's coming up soon, get ready. Anyway, so that's what I say when I mean like how supportive you are of my, not only my gaming hobby, but my collecting hobby.
Because some people would call it enabling.
But am I bad enough that you feel like I'm? No, I don't
no,
think
I don't
I'm.
Think so at all.
I never jeopardize, except for the story we just told, I never jeopardize the well-being of our family financially.
Let me just say, too, both Adrian and I have different ideas. Like, we have different thresholds. And what he would consider putting us in jeopardy, like, for me, and I wouldn't really do this. Like, he's like, oh, we won't have my, you know, however many hundreds of dollars of cushion in there. And I'm like, for me, I'm like, we'll figure it out. We can push through the cushion just a little bit. And that's what you mean. You wouldn't ever put us in jeopardy.
No, I wouldn't. And actually,
and that's why, like, I feel like I help him be realistic. That's
really the one and only time that I ever felt like I put us in jeopardy financially. But
you didn't.
I didn't. We got through it. It was fine. And actually, what got us through it is I sold all the doubles. That's
true. Yes. Yeah, you sold.
So there were doubles. Like, the guy had multiple copies of the original Legend of Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also had copies of games that I already owned.
Mm-hmm.
So I eBayed those off, my doubles.
Yeah.
And I made every bit of the money that I spent on the lot.
Yep.
And still had a huge number of games that I didn't have. So I basically got all these games for free. It took a little bit of legwork, but it wasn't that bad. And that's how I saved us, I guess, from financial problems.
For those other wives, you should know there's an app on your phone that can hold their wish list of their games.
It's a there's a collector's
that I have downloaded CLZ. So yeah. I can know, because I mean, whenever I think of a gift for you, I automatically think games.
Yeah.
So,
and that's another supportive, smart thing. I keep track of my collection on an app. So that way I don't accidentally buy something I already have, which is easy to do if you have a large collection.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then I have a wish list on there, and she's able to access that wish list. And
so when people call me, they will call me around Christmas or birthday time and ask me, and I'll go through and give
them. That's hard to do, though, because I'm particular on what I get.
That's true.
And you know it.
Oh, you are very
particular. It has to have the box and the manual with it. If it's a disc-based game. If it's a cartridge-based game, it doesn't matter. I don't care if it has a manual box or whatever. Unless it's like a DS or...
Right.
Newer game. Older games, NES, Super Nintendo, Nintendo 64. I don't need the boxes for them. So I don't know. I don't have any more questions for you. Is there anything that you would like to talk about or feel like that I've missed? I mean, this has been super gaming centric, but I guess that's kind of what we were trying to do. I don't have any other questions for you. I've talked to you about everything I had listed down.
Yeah. Oh, it says favorite games to watch. Well, I guess I kind of talked about that.
Yeah.
I like the story, basically.
Well, I guess currently, what are your favorite games to watch me play? Not currently, because I'm not playing a whole lot right now. I jump around a lot.
Well, I'm liking PUBG a lot.
I don't understand. Yeah, because it's kind of exciting. I got my headphones on and I block everything out that's going on. And
although I do, he gets so loud, like he gets so excitable, and he's got those like noise canceling. And he's really great. Like I've said, like he's never ignored the kids' ride. So he waits till the kids go to bed.
Right.
But you get so loud, like I will be all the way in the bedroom and I will hear you like you're in the bedroom. It's funny. So I have to come out and make him put it where one ear is out so he can hear how loud he is.
Yeah.
But when I'm out here, I make him, like, because it's PC based, I will make him hook the PC up to the TV I can watch it.
So she can watch me play.
But you know what? It's kind of like the Splinter Cell. Like, it's like the
hide and seek.
I loved watching that.
I guess, you're right. I mean, that's probably why I like it so much. Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay, that brings up one other question I want to ask you.
Yeah.
I have, from a few episodes ago, people know that I've completely taken over our bedroom with my collection.
Yep.
Now, you give me a hard time about this sometimes. It depends on a mood that you're in or whatever.
It's true.
Sometimes you're like super cool with it, and other times you're like, I have no room. And
yeah.
What's your overall opinion on it, I guess?
My overall opinion is I actually think your collection's really cool. I do. But I am really looking forward to the time when we have a bigger house and you can have a room for your collection.
Yeah.
I'm ready to make my room like a tranquil, like have a little book spot. Like I want it to be like.
But as much as I would like to give that to you. There's nowhere else to put my games.
Our house is quite small. And and if I had to choose, I prefer it being in the bedroom where it's not all over in my living room walls.
Yeah, at least I keep it condensed in a place that nobody really goes, except for us.
That's the only place, so.
So it's almost like, give me this, like, half of the room. Mm-hmm. You can have the whole rest of the house.
Yeah, and I literally have, like, it killed me. It cracked me up when Ryan is talking about, like, I literally have two mirrors and a crucifix. That is not an exaggeration. I get two mirrors and a crucifix that I got before he put the gaming stuff up. And that's it. I guess I have my bookshelf. I have a bookshelf.
You do now. You didn't before. That's new.
Yeah, that's very new.
We put that in like earlier this year for her collection of books. You collect books too.
I do. But maybe that's why I'm so lenient, is because if I let you collect your things, you'll let me collect my books.
Give and take. Except for I'm a little bit more excessive with mine than you are with yours.
We have to talk about our beer.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk about a new beer tonight that we're drinking.
Yep.
I'm not going to get as super analytical about it because I'm not as knowledgeable as as Ryan is. But Amy is gluten intolerant.
Mm-hmm. I can't have gliadin. So it's it's a real intolerance. It's not like
it makes her very sick. Yeah, it makes her very sick if she has it. So because she can't have gluten, she can't really drink beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, little did we know that they actually make gluten-free beers.
Yeah.
So I went to the store today and found this stuff called Bard's, the original sorghum malt beer. Bard's Gold, discuss it over a Bard's is what it says.
Hey, that's what we're doing.
So it advertised as being a gluten-free beer,
mm-hmm.
and I picked it up for us to try tonight. And honestly,
I'm really impressed.
This is a really good beer.
I'm really impressed. I really like beer, or I loved beer. My favorite were like the stouts, Guinness. I'm such a Guinness girl, and I've been so sad that I can't drink beer anymore. And I'm really, because I've had one other gluten-free beer, and it had a metal. It tasted like metal. Like you would drink it, and then all of a sudden there'd be a metal aftertaste. And this just tastes like a beer.
It tastes like a really good, like, golden ale. Mm-hmm. Like,
I guess ale.
It's full of flavor. Uh-huh. The only thing that I would say I didn't like about it, it seems kind of flat to me.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had a beer in 3 years, so I am honestly, so excited.
I could drink this stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, if you didn't tell me it was gluten-free, I wouldn't know. It doesn't taste different than a regular good beer. It's just a really, really good
full flavor beer. How was it price-wise? Because gluten-free stuff's always more expensive.
It was $10 for a six-pack.
I mean,
it was more expensive than some of the beers I usually get, but it's not bad.
No, not at all.
And it's a super, super good beer. I would totally buy this and drink this with you.
I enjoy this. We could have this at the house and,
I switched over to a couple of IPAs just because I didn't want to drink your beer. I feel like, we found one that's really good. I drank this one. I was like, this is good stuff. I need to leave this for you so you can drink it, because otherwise you won't have anything to drink. So honestly, when I went to the store to look for it, they had this and they had one other beer called Omission.
We tried that a long time ago and it was okay. And I found out they actually use wheat. So that's why it tastes, they just process it differently.
Well, they had three different kinds of Omission.
Mm.
And I know you tried the pale ale. No, it was like the golden ale one.
Yeah, it was.
And I was going to pick that up again for tonight. And then I just happened to see this. All it said, it had a little on the box, it had a little ribbon that said gluten free. It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to try this stuff. It's new. And it's super good. It comes from Bard's Tale Beer Co., Utica, New York.
Yeah, Utica.
So,
if we have any listeners that are in the Northeast up there, there's another gluten-free beer that I am dying to get my hands on. It's an oatmeal stout.
Not Samuel Smith.
No, that one's not gluten-free. This is the only like gluten-free stout that there is, and you can only get it. So
that Samuel Smith oatmeal stout is super, super good.
I used to love that too.
I remember. So, with that, I think we're running up on an hour now.
Wow.
Yeah.
We thought it'd be really short.
I thought it was going to be a short episode, honestly. I really did. But
I'm kind of proud of us.
I had a good time reminiscing a little bit, and I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Ryan will be back with me on the next episode. if you guys want to get a hold of us, shoot us a tweet. Our Twitter is JabGcast, at JabGcast. And that's also our Instagram. You can find us on YouTube. Well, I'll be posting a video version of this next week. Mm-hmm. Just do a search for Just a Bit Gaming Podcast.
Those are fun to watch, too. I've watched some of the videos. Yeah.
You want to find us there, those two places. You can also shoot us an email, JabGcast@gmail.com. Other than that, I've got nothing else. Thank you guys for tuning in, listening, and, you know, shoot us a question or something. We'd need some discussion topics, you know, when Ryan and I pick this back up next week. I have a list of discussion topics, but we're always taking more. Mm-hmm. Listener feedback, listener submissions. We had a listener submission last week that was a really good topic. So, yeah, shoot us a tweet or an email. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Amy, for guesting on the podcast.
I enjoyed it. I'm glad you invited me.
All right. See you later.
Bye.